AP News, I'm high up in Juwanee. Another shutdown for parts of the federal government is expected this weekend as lawmakers debate new restrictions on President Donald Trump's immigration enforcement agenda. Funding for the Department of Homeland Security is set to expire Saturday. Democrats say they won't help approve more funding until new restrictions are placed on federal immigration operations after the fatal shooting of Alex Pretty and Renee Good in Minneapolis last month. Speaking with reporters yesterday, President Trump said Democrats keep pushing things that might jeopardize immigration agents.
They want our law enforcement to be totally vulnerable and put them in a lot of danger. They have some things that are really very, very hard to approve, frankly.
Today, Trump said that Ukraine's Volodymyr Zelensky needs to do more in his efforts to reach peace with Russia.
Zelensky's going to have to get moving. Russia wants to make a deal, and Zelensky's going to have to get moving. Otherwise, he's going to miss a great opportunity. He has to move.
AP's Donna Warder reports on another resignation linked to Jeffrey Epstein.
The top lawyer for investment bank Goldman Sachs, Kathy Remler, is resigning after emails between her and Jeffrey Epstein showed a close relationship. Remler was also White House counsel in the Obama administration. Remler has called Epstein a monster in recent statements. But before he was arrested a second time for sex crimes in 2019, she called Epstein Uncle Jeffrey in emails and said she adored him. After she left the White House in 2014, Remler received several expensive gifts from Epstein, including luxury handbags and a fur coat. Epstein had already been convicted of sex crimes in 2008. I'm Donna Warder.
Inflation dropped to 2.4% in January compared with a year earlier, down from 2.7% in December, and not far from the Federal Reserve's 2% target. This is AP News. AP correspondent Karen Shemes reports Britain's High Court has ruled that Britain's government acted illegally in outlawing the protest group Palestine Action.
Britain's High Court has ruled that the government's decision to outlaw the protest group Palestine Action as a terrorist group was unlawful. The judges said that the ban will, however, remain in place for the British government to decide if they want to appeal the decision. Last year, Britain's government decided to label Palestine Action as a terrorist organisation, meaning that any members could be punished by up to 14 years in prison. Since then, more than 2,000 people have been arrested for holding signs saying, "I support Palestine Action." Supporters of Palestine Action and civil liberties groups say the arrests for peaceful protest trample over free speech and the right to protest. Karen Shemes, London.
More on that on apnews.com. I'm Haya Panjwani, AP News.